From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. At first, Humboldt Maid looked like a shoo-in to win the Eureka marketing contract, but City Council has decided otherwise. At a Tuesday night meeting, members voted to direct the city manager to negotiate a $370,000 marketing contract with Virginia-based company Eddie Alexander. The city started taking bids to market the city in February. Humboldt Maid and Eddie Alexander were the two finalists. As Lost Coast Outpost reported, a review of Humboldt Maid's proposal showed that staff had misrepresented information about the document. A woman under arrest after Eureka police developed her as a suspect in an armed robbery. Tuesday night, officers responded to the 1600 block of Broadway. The suspect, described as a white female adult, 40s or 50s, heavy build, wearing a black sweatshirt with a black and white bandana covering her face. Weapon reported to be a knife. The suspect last seen fleeing on foot to the rear of the business with an undisclosed amount of money. Upon arrival, officers began searching the area, conducting witness interviews, and processing the scene. Based on information obtained and surveillance footage, a suspect was developed. They located that suspect, 51-year-old Judy Lynn Long of Eureka, at a residence on the 100 block of West Simpson Street. Long ultimately taken into custody for robbery, false imprisonment, and a parole violation. A financial boost for the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods as it receives a donation of $10,000 on behalf of the California Foundation for Stronger Communities. The money will come in especially handy as the Boys and Girls Club gets into its summer operations and aims to keep kids safe in an environment where they can learn and grow. The club serves just over 4,000 children in Humboldt County. Well, the HSU Department of Art will bus 3rd through 5th grade students and teachers from underserved Humboldt County elementary schools to visit local museums and galleries, where they'll view and discuss contemporary art, interact with artists, and engage in arts curriculum taught by HSU's undergrad art education majors. HSU, one of 124 grantees chosen for the Arts Education Exposure Program, and is receiving more than $6,000 for its efforts. The Interagency Fire Organization of Six Rivers National Forest and Redwood National Park gearing up for the 2019 fire season. You can get a feel for what this fire season looks like at one of two public meetings they're holding, one at the Hoopa Fire Departments on June 10th, 2 to 4:30, another at the Gasket Ranger Station on June 13th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.